Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but
man, you can't beat
her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going
down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ariana from Salem.
Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Ariana's stuck in traffic on her way to work.
Sorry.
0 for 2 so far. Let's get a win right here. We kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
There she goes into that soundproof studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions curated by producer Dan.
You make it sound a lot fancier than it is when you say curated.
Yeah, these are artisanal questions this morning. A reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Andre 3000 turns 51 today. In his hit song, Hey Ya, he told us to shake it like a what?
A Polaroid picture.
Anne Hathaway was legally blind in her left eye for 10 years. She had surgery to fix an early onset cataract when she was 40. She's 43 now. Anne has a movie in theaters right now. What is it called?
Devil Wears Prada 2.
Ninja Warriors coming to the Olympics. Ninja Warrior obstacles will replace horse jumping in the pentathlon in the 2028 Summer Olympics. How many rings are in the Olympic symbol?
5.
A new trailer for the upcoming Toy Story movie just dropped. It comes out in June. Which number Toy Story will this be?
Four.
And question number Not 5. Sure. Lisa Rinna weighed in on Spencer Pratt's run for Los Angeles mayor while attending the American Music Awards. When asked who should lead the city, she admitted, "Not a reality star. I'm sorry."
She's right.
Which reality show was Rinna herself on for 8 seasons?
Oh, Real Housewives of L.A.? I don't know.
All right. And I think that ship has sailed. Check out number 47.
Kennedy!
45, excuse me. All right. Traffic any better yet?
Yes, it's moving along a little bit better.
See that? You get the Carson Kennedy bump.
Yeah, we parted the Red Sea for you like Moses.
Thank you so much.
Ariana got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Question number 1, Andre 3051 today. In his hit song, Hey Ya, he told us to shake it like a what?
Polaroid picture.
1-1, Anne Hathaway was legally blind in her left eye for 10 years. She had surgery to fix an early onset cataract when she was 40. She's 43 now. And she has a movie in theaters. What is it?
I don't know.
Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh, duh.
2-1 for Ariana. Question number 3, Ninja Warrior is coming to the Olympics. Obstacles from Ninja Warrior will replace horse jumping in the pentathlon at the 2028 Summer Olympics. How many rings are in the Olympic symbol?
5.
We have 3-2. Question number 4. A new trailer for the upcoming Toy Story movie has dropped. It comes out in June. Which number Toy Story will this be?
5.
5, not 4. Tied at 3. Question number 5. Lisa Rinna weighed in on Spencer Pratt's run for Los Angeles mayor while attending the American Music Awards. When asked who should lead the city, she admitted, not a reality star. I'm sorry. Which reality show was Rinna herself on for 8 seasons?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That is correct.
Oh.
Not Los Angeles. Yes. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Ariana. You don't get the money, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning.
We do.
Yes.
Oh.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Ariana from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru Forester for as low as 0.9% financing. Or lease for just $269 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sherry from Ayer.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Just dropped the kids off at school?
I did.
Is this the moment of the day where you get some zen?
For a couple minutes.
And then it's off to work. Damn
and
the man.
Then it's off to work, yes. Yep,
Sherry, absolutely. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Sherry, you answer more of these right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $1,000, okay?
Okay. I'm excited. Okay.
That was a long pause. We're like, is she contemplating?
I'm nervous.
You're
exciting.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
you got
just
this.
Us. Okay. Here we go. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. Again, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Drake has 42 songs on the Hot 100 this week, which is the most simultaneous songs on the charts by any artist in history. How many albums did Drake release this month?
Two.
That's crazy that he's half of the Hot 100 almost.
It shows you the system is flawed. Question number two. Chelsea Handler is spilling the tea about a bad date she had with celebrity chef Bobby Flay, saying the date was messy and Bobby was cheap. What is the name of the Food Network cooking competition show Bobby has starred in since 2013?
Beating Bobby Flay?
Is there somebody in the background trying to... Who is that that's trying
to
help?
Yeah, my husband's in the car. My husband, Billy, is in the car.
Oh, you're trying to sneak Billy by us?
All right. Good morning, Billy.
Yes.
We'll give you that one. Well, question number three. Lisa Left Eye Lopez would have been 53 years old today. Finished the hook to their hit song, Waterfall. Take a listen.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
But I think you're moving too fast. That was awful, sorry.
Question number four. Oreo is releasing limited edition cookies inspired by BTS on June 8th. Which company makes Oreos?
Nabisco.
Question number five. A list of the most shocking character deaths in TV history include Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men. Pedro Pascal on The Last of Us, and a major character from Sunday's episode of Euphoria.
Spoiler alert.
Who died on Sunday's episode of Euphoria? Excuse me.
Jacob Elordi.
We need a character name.
I need a character name.
Nate Jacobs.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We should have just had Billy call in.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's full of useless knowledge. Oh my gosh.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello.
Sherry, with a secret assist from her husband, Billy, got four out of five right.
All right, friends.
These questions are tough. There's $1,000 on the line for Sherry. Well, I think Billy's going to get 998 of it. Question number one. Drake has 42 songs on the Hot 100 this week. That is the most simultaneous songs on the charts by any artist in history. How many albums did Drake release this month?
Three.
It is three, not two. 1-0. Chelsea Handler is spilling the tea about a bad date she had with celebrity chef Bobby Flay, saying the date was messy and Bobby was cheap. What is the name of the Food Network cooking competition show Bobby has starred in since 2013?
Beat Bobby Flay.
2-1. Lisa Left Eye Lopez would have been 53 today. Finished the hook to their hit song Waterfalls.
But I think you're moving too fast.
3-2. Oreo is releasing limited edition cookies inspired by BTS on June 8th. Which company makes Oreos?
Nabisco?
Good pull.
4-3. Question number 5. A list of the most shocking character deaths in TV history include Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men, Pedro Pascal on The Last of Us, and a major character from Sunday's episode of Euphoria. Spoiler alert. What was the last one I got in trouble for that I talked about?
Stranger Things.
And it was like a week later, right? But this is okay, Dan?
Well, I said spoiler alert.
Who died on Sunday's episode of Euphoria? Oh, spoiler alert.
Gary?
Uh-huh. It was Nate.
Oh, man.
Apparently, Sydney Sweeney does some things in this episode as well.
I mean, she does some things every episode.
Well, this one is extra special from what I've seen on the interwebs, Kennedy. 4-4 is the final score.
We're not looking that up on the work computer.
I wasn't
what
looking
a thing it, you admit to.
I wasn't looking it up at all. It just found me in my feed.
Now we know what your algorithm is.
Sure. So 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win with the tie. Wow, that was a great game.
Really good. Well done, you guys.
Thank you.
Sherry, you and Billy don't get the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Sherry from Air, and I can't beat you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Meg from Beverly.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, doing well.
Meg, will you kick Kennedy out?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. She's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of your answers. A reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. Zayn Malik clashed with an aggressive crowd of fans in Manchester as they blocked his way to his car. He started screaming, "Get the bleep out of the way," as security pushed him through. How did Zayn Malik rise to fame?
Oh, geez Louise. I'm not honestly sure.
Question number 2. Olivia Rodrigo revealed yesterday that her third album will be divided into 2 different themed parts, Girls So In Love and You Seem Pretty Sad. Olivia has had 4 songs reach number 1. Can you name 2?
I think she was the one that did Espresso and Manchild, right?
Question number 3. 4 years ago today, Top Gun Maverick hit theaters. Who played Goose's son Rooster in that movie?
Oh, shoot. I do not remember. This is, that's going to annoy me.
Question number 4. An 8-year-old girl heard her neighbor playing guitar and threw a paper plane over the fence, asking him to play Taylor Swift for her. He posted the video, it went viral, and Taylor Swift herself sent them some guitars. This was the song that he played in the video. Take a listen. Can you name it?
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air.
Can you name that song?
Love Story.
It's such a cute story. I saw that video.
It really is.
Pretty adorable. Question number five. Joe Jonas told a story about auditioning for a role on this Apple Plus TV show that stars Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and absolutely crashing and burning during his read. What is that show called?
Oh my God, can you tell me that one more time?
Sure. It's a TV show on Apple TV. It stars Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. I should know it, but I don't.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
I understand you work at Endicott College?
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
I work in their advancement department in fundraising, so...
Very cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's a nice place to be.
It's beautiful. Right there on the water? Come on now.
Yeah, it's... I just tell myself all the time I'm very spoiled to be working here, but...
Kennedy, welcome back. Hi. Meg got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Yes,
I can live with that.
Good girl.
These are tough. Question number one, Zayn Malik clashed with an aggressive crowd as they blocked his way to his car. He started screaming, "Get the blank out of the way," as security pushed him through. How did Zayn Malik rise to fame?
In One Direction.
Yes, he was in the group One Direction, 1-0. Olivia Rodrigo revealed yesterday that her third album will be divided into two different themed parts, Girls So In Love and You Seem Pretty Sad. Olivia's had 4 songs reach number 1. Can you name 2?
Driver's License. Good
for
you.
Oh my God, I was thinking of the wrong person.
Yes, you were thinking of Sabrina Carpenter. You were giving us Sabrina Carpenter songs.
All the time.
Yes, Driver's License, Good For You, Vampire, and Drop Dead all went to number 1, 2-0. 4 years ago today, Top Gun Maverick hit theaters. Who played Goose's son Rooster in the movie?
Miles Teller.
3-0. An 8-year-old girl heard her neighbor playing guitar and threw a paper plane over the fence, asking him to play Taylor Swift. The video went viral, and Taylor Swift herself ended up sending him some guitars.
No.
This was the song he played in the video. Take a listen. Can you name it?
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air.
Love Story?
Go watch the TikTok video.
Oh my God, I'm going to directly. That is the cutest story I've ever heard in my life.
4-1. Question number 5. Joe Jonas told a story about auditioning for a role on this Apple Plus TV show starring Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and absolutely crashing and burning during the read. Name the show.
The Morning Show.
It is The Morning Show. That is correct. 4-1 is the final score. Meg, unfortunately, don't get the money. Kennedy gets the win, but thank you for calling in to play this morning.
Awesome.
Are you still there?
Well, yeah, I am. Yeah, sorry.
on to the next.
I think I have something to tell you, Kennedy.
Yes.
My name is Meg from Beverly, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Have a good day, Meg.
You too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this up. And Kennedy gives me a hard time about this. But I'm not making it up. This is the God's honest truth. What happened just minutes before we went on the air?
Well, Sal came in the studio, which I've asked him not to do. So we're going to have a conversation after the show. And then he asked me not to lose any money. I was like, wait, what now? Because I didn't think I'd heard him properly. Because we were talking about some other stuff.
Huh? Yeah, it was nothing about anything.
Okay.
And then he got close to you. And just like kind of, you know, almost like, hey, don't lose any more money.
Yep.
Isn't that what happened? Did
100%. You're not embellishing or anything.
So now let's try and give away some of his money.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop.
game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Heather from Weymouth.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
On her way to breakfast with her husband, Steve. Where are you going?
The diner in Dedham.
I love that you're having breakfast. That's so awesome.
Which diner is it?
The 50s Diner.
The 50s Diner? Nice. All right, we could Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, and much to the chagrin of our boss, Sal, you could win $1,000 right now.
You'd get a lot at a diner for $1,000. I'll have the menu 17 times.
I'll try everything. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. He performed at the most recent Super Bowl halftime show, and now he's landed a role in Toy Story 5. Who is he?
Bad Bunny.
Sources say Ryan Reynolds attended the final Late Show without his wife because she's polarizing and he didn't want her presence to overshadow Stephen Colbert's last night. Who is his wife?
Blake Lively.
The Yellowstone spinoff set a ratings record for Paramount Plus and their original series premiere. Can you name the show that premiered?
Dutton Ranch.
Question number four. In the NBA West Finals, the Thunder took a three games to two game lead over the Spurs last night. The winner of that series will play who in the NBA Finals?
The Knicks.
And question number five. Tonight is the series premiere of the TV show Spider-Noir. It's set in the 1930s with an aging superhero turned private investigator named Ben Reilly. Who will play that character in the show?
Nicolas Cage.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! You're awfully quiet over there, Scuba Steve. Where you at?
I'm just taking it in, brother.
Is that Scuba Steve?
Yeah.
Well, it's Steve. I decided to call him.
Oh,
Scuba
I was
Steve.
Like, wasn't there somebody that called in before that we called Scuba Steve? Was that not a thing? Maybe I'm making it up.
It's just from the movie Big Daddy.
Is it?
You can call him Scuba Steve.
It's funny, though. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Heather from Weymouth got five. Out of five correct.
All right.
$1,000 on the line. Again, if you tie Kennedy, that unfortunately is a loss for you. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, Kennedy. It adds to the drama.
Question. I need to throat punch you.
Question number one. Gulp. He performed at the most recent Super Bowl at the halftime show, and now he's landed a role in Toy Story 5. Who is he?
Bad Bunny.
Sources say Ryan Reynolds attended the final Late Show without his wife because she's polarizing and he didn't want her presence to overshadow Stephen Colbert's last night. Who's his wife?
Yikes. Blake Lively.
The Yellowstone spinoff set a ratings record for Paramount Plus in their original series premiere. Name the show.
Dutton Ranch.
In the NBA West Finals, the Thunder took a 3-2 lead over the Spurs last night. The winner of the series will play who in the NBA Finals?
Sports.
I don't know. Golden State Warriors. I don't know.
Question number five. Tonight is the series premiere of the TV show Spider-Noir. It's set in the 30s with an aging superhero turned private investigator named Ben Reilly. Who will play that? Who will play Ben?
Nicolas Cage.
All right, question number one, you said Bad Bunny. That is correct. Question number two, you said Blake Lively. That is correct. I can hear that pen clicking.
Yeah, that's right.
Question number three.
Don't even I do thinks he can hear it.
Dutton Ranch. Question number five, you said Nick Cage, of course. And question number four, you said the Golden State Warriors. That is incorrect. They are in the same... they are out in the West. It is actually the New York Knicks that are already in the NBA
I
Finals.
See.
5-4 is the final score. Heather wins $1,000.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty cool. How are we feeling now, Scuba Steve? Talk to me.
Breakfast is on her, man.
Congratulations.
Oh, that is amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Man, I want to hear you say it out loud. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Without the music, it's just so much more dramatic. Well, Heather gets the win, wins yourself $1,000 with Can't Beat Kennedy. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Heather?
Yep, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Heather.
Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.